from KQED.
Last year, we got a lot of response from listeners when we brought you the story of a scientist doing some groundbreaking research on the heart.
So this is a heart that is going to be right now perfused with the dye that goes into the membrane so that we can look at the electrical signaling going on in the membrane of each cell.
Back then, Yuriana Aguilar was a newly minted PhD at UC Merced, the first undocumented PhD to graduate from California's newest university. She came here as a child from Mexico and worked her way through school picking watermelons, cleaning hotels, and selling produce at flea markets. Our story got the attention of Senator Kamala Harris, who invited Yuriana to hear President Donald Trump address a joint session of Congress this week. Yuriana Aguilar joins us now from Chicago, where she's doing her postdoctoral research. Hi, Yuriana.
Hi, Sasha.
What did Senator Kamala Harris say to you about why she brought you to hear this speech?
She did say that I represent a lot of the population in California. I am an undocumented person, which is part of the bigger economy in California, the agriculture economy. We're a population of people that are here to work, that have an American dream, and we stand for all those values.
So you've had temporary status and you got a work permit through DACA, that's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and that's allowed you to work in labs and advance your career. Did the president say anything in his speech to reassure you and other DACA recipients?
He never mentioned DACA, and I was very disappointed in that because I was really expecting to just have an answer. Is it going to go away, or is it going to stay, or is it going to change? So I was kind of disappointed in that he was not very explicit about it. I'm not too sure what to believe.
There was a moment in the speech where President Trump acknowledged the family members of people who were apparently killed by undocumented immigrants.
Joining us in the audience tonight are four very brave Americans whose government failed them.
But he didn't formally acknowledge you and the other Dreamers as guests in the chamber. How did that make you feel?
It makes me very fearful what he's doing in portraying us as criminals. And I do want to say that that's not who we are. We're here to work. We have an American dream. And the Dreamers specifically represent that, represent the hope that the parents had in bringing their children here. And they understood that education was the key.
Well, and you have excelled. I mean, you've gotten your PhD, and I know that it made your parents, your family, very proud. I remember when I came to visit you guys on the farm in Fresno, and I got to meet the baby goats last year, right after you graduated. And your parents were so proud of you. I just want to play a little bit of what they told me.
The best investment you can make is to give your kids an education.
If we can't leave our kids anything else, I always told them that the best inheritance we can give them is an education.
How are your parents feeling now about your future and about their own future with all the fear in the immigrant community?
I stand with all the other immigrants when I say that we are fearful. We're not too sure what's going to happen. My parents want to make investments. They want to buy like a little piece of land, expand a little more on their agriculture. They're unsure what the future holds. And it's a lot more fearful now because I have a lot more to lose. I have a career here, and this is the country I know. I have a lot in here now.
What would it mean for you if your DACA status were taken away? Do you have any other avenues to legalize your status?
No. If DACA is taken away, we have talked about, because we always have to plan. If we lose it and there's just no other way, or if the situation gets a lot tougher, then just, I guess, go back to Mexico. But I'm in a situation where I'm not the same as most of the majority of immigrants. Now I have, this country has given me a career, has given me a degree, which can go anywhere. So I'm very thankful to the United States for that. And even though I could go and easily go to Mexico and use it there, that's not what I want. I want to give back to the community that has made me grow, that has given me so much.
Yuriana Aguilar, thank you so much for talking with us again. It's great to reconnect with you.
Thank you, Sasha.
Yuriana Aguilar, PhD. She says she hopes to head back to the San Joaquin Valley to open her own lab, studying the causes of cardiac arrest.